they might march to the north, into northern Rhodesia, and to the northeast, into Nyasaland. Lack of personnel delayed the occupation of these two countries until the fall of 1959, when it became possible, at long last, after waiting and much prayer, to station two couples in Kitwe, northern Rhodesia, and two couples in Blantyre-Lembe, Nyasaland. We're rejoicing now in the fact that recent new appointees will make it possible to strengthen the work in northern Rhodesia and Nyasaland, as well as stabilizing the work in southern Rhodesia. And we have now under appointment 57 Southern Baptist missionaries laboring with their African co-workers in the Federation of Rhodesia and Nyasaland. Late in 1956, three carefully chosen missionary couples from Nigeria were transferred to East Africa to launch a new Southern Baptist mission there in the two great countries of Kenya and Tanganyika. This mission also has expanded quite rapidly, and now we have 49 Southern Baptist missionaries under appointment in less than 4 years' time in East Africa. In addition to Kenya and Tanganyika, this mission has taken as its goal expansion into Uganda, although no missionaries have yet been stationed in that adjacent country. We began our work in East Africa by concentrating upon the great urban centers of population, for there's a constant movement of the people away from the rural tribal villages into the growing towns and cities. And we have adopted an approach in East Africa not used so much elsewhere in Africa, of community centers in these great cities, offering a variety of activities such as literacy classes, sewing classes, something akin to vacation Bible school activities for children, and of course, preaching and evangelistic services. And in Dar es Salaam, Tanganyika, Nairobi, Kenya, there are Baptist community centers, and one is now in process of being developed in the city of Mombasa. Here also, the medical approach has been made with a tuberculosis hospital located at Umbeya, Tanganyika. It was opened in the fall of 1959 and is only now being brought to full operation. And it is believed that through this ministry to the sick, there will be many doors of opportunity opened for evangelization in Tanganyika. Our latest effort in Africa has been in the Republic of Guinea. This little nation, which for many years was a French colony, declared its full freedom and independence of the French overseas community in 1958, and is just now coming into full nationhood. We began in 1959 trying to get a missionary couple in. And on January the 6th, Mr. and Mrs. W.A. Poe, transferred from Ghana, where they had been in educational work, arrived in Conakry, the capital city of the Republic of Guinea. They had only 3 months' visas, permission to stay in the country, just 3 months, but had high hopes of being permitted to remain permanently. On April 6th, their permission ran out. They're now in the country without their visas having been extended, since the government thus far has declined to give them permission to remain. We're asking that you put Guinea, this new, free, independent nation with so much of the future before it, on your prayer list, praying that the government may see fit to allow us to remain and to bring others in to assist in a mission program that we might seek to bear a Christian witness to this nation, which we believe so much needs it and is of such strategic importance. We can only go into a country as guests of the nation. We're hoping that the Republic of Guinea will invite us to come in and to stay. We believe we have much to share with them. We ask you to pray with us that Guinea may remain open for our Baptist witness, and that the cause of Christ may make its contribution to this new independent nation. We are not satisfied with the 347 missionaries in these 8 countries of Africa. For across that great central belt of the continent, there are more than 100 million of people who have been in primitive religions, worshiping fetishes and idols, in fear of the witch doctor and tribal traditions. But under many, many influences coming in through missions, through public schools, through the radio, through publications, and these winds of change that blow so fiercely now across the continent, these millions are turning their back upon the witch doctor. They're ready to throw away, many of them, their idols, their fetishes. They're reaching out, not knowing exactly for what, but for some new and better way of life. If we're there to show them the way that leads to life everlasting, many of them will accept Christ and his way of life. If we are not there to show them the way, others will point out other ways, and the vast continent of Africa may be lost. Today is the day of opportunity for Africa and the gospel. In Europe, all that we do is done in close cooperation with the independent national Baptist conventions of the various countries of Europe. In the past, our work has been quite largely that of helping the European Baptists to train their own pastors and leaders. So there's been a heavy concentration upon the work of theological education with seminaries in Rivoli, Italy, in Barcelona, Spain, and the international seminary recently established in Richelieu-Conne near Zurich, Switzerland. But recently, from Italy has come the call for assistance in direct evangelism, as they have realized that there are not enough Italian pastors to begin to occupy the land. And even with all that we can do to help them train their pastors, it would be many years before they could truly evangelize this country. And with a new constitution in Italy since 1947 giving religious freedom, there are doors wide open for winning that country. And so we've been asked to send 15 couples to help with direct evangelism. We have not been able to answer that call yet. We have now under appointment for Italy as a total 17 missionaries engaged in theological education, the printing and distribution of literature, and a few for evangelism. There is yet room in Italy. For the first time in these last few years, there is something like real religious liberty, real freedom for our Baptist witness. And God must surely be calling others to go there in that land so long in bondage to tradition and share the good news of freedom, which is freedom indeed. Spain now has 10 Southern Baptist missionaries, 5 couples laboring in strategic centers in that great land. As is well known, for some time there has been some limitation on the activities of Baptists and other evangelicals in Spain. Churches have from time to time been closed, but we're so grateful that we can report that recently the Third Baptist Church of Madrid has been opened, and there has been a relaxation, apparently, of oppressive measures. Our missionaries now are saying what we need is more missionaries to come and enter the opportunities that are before us. And we have hopes of strengthening that staff in Spain in the years just ahead. On the continent of Europe as a whole, including our International Baptist Seminary in Rishikon, where 9 missionaries teach on the staff, training workers from all over the continent of Europe. We have a total of 40 Southern Baptist missionaries. We hope by 1964 to increase that number to 70. Quite recently, a couple has been sent to France to help with English-speaking work among American service personnel, and a couple has just arrived in Portugal to serve as fraternal representatives to the Portuguese Baptist Convention, aiding and encouraging that little group of Baptist churches in that country. We believe there are other places yet on the continent of Europe where our Baptist witness can and should be shared. The Near East is perhaps the most difficult mission field in all the world. Even though this was the land where our Lord first labored and where the apostles won their first converts and where Christianity once thrived, 600 years after Christ, there arose a new rival faith, Islam. And it has almost taken this territory. It is difficult to win Muslims to Christ. And even in the little land of Israel, where Judaism is the prevalent religion, our missionaries today face much of the same problem that the Apostle Paul faced among those who were the brethren after the flesh, and for whose salvation his heart was burdened. We have in this area 36 Southern Baptist missionaries working in the Muslim, dominantly Muslim areas, the Arab countries of Lebanon, Jordan, and the Gaza Strip. We have 14 Southern Baptist missionaries laboring in the little state of Israel. We have plans to enlarge this staff to at least 70 in the Arab countries and 25 in the state of Israel within the next 4 years. This area stands as a constant unanswered challenge to our Christian faith. As from this region, Islam, aggressive, militant, missionary, has captured once great, strong Christian centers and has made this the base to expand into other parts of the world. Until today, more than 350 million of Muslims claim that theirs is the faith that satisfies human need. It is not enough for us to meet the challenge of growing, aggressive, expanding Islam out on the fringes. We must dare to face the challenge of this new, aggressive religious rival in its very stronghold, and challenge its claim to be a more recent and therefore a more satisfying faith for human hearts. As in spite of prejudice and fanatical opposition, we lift up Christ in the very lands in which he once lived and moved and carried on his ministry of loving service, we must dare to take the living Christ again to the so-called Holy Land. Won't you pray with us that across this vast region we shall reach that goal of 600 Southern Baptist missionaries under appointment by 1964, not for the sake of numbers, but for the sake of the souls of men who need what we have to share.
I'd like now to ask the missionaries from Africa, Europe, and the Near East to please stand. And will you turn around and face this congregation as we stand in appreciation of you and your service for Southern Baptists? And you may be seated.
Now will you turn your eyes to the extreme right of this map? And there you find yourself looking where more than half the world's population lives. Yet not all of them living where there is opportunity for missionaries to serve, 600 millions of them behind an iron curtain. Dr. Winston Crawley, Secretary for the Orient, is going to come and tell us about Baptist ministry in the Far East. Dr. Crawley. This evening, I hope you can recognize that in the Orient, in its teeming millions, there are people like us, like you and like me, created by the eternal God with the same needs that we have and constituting more than half of mankind with its tremendous needs. Our 476 missionaries in this area of the world are stretched across the lands of Eastern Asia. In addition to Hawaii and Mid-Pacific, which is still one of our Orient fields, though, as you heard this afternoon, now in a time of transition, we have missionaries in that ancient land of Japan. We have missionaries in Korea, where we work alongside a Baptist convention composed of about 130 churches. We have missionaries serving among Chinese people in Taiwan, the home of Free China. We have missionaries in Hong Kong and Macau, strategic outposts of freedom just on the coast of mainland China itself. We have missionaries through the lands of Southeast Asia, where relocated China missionaries spearheaded for us a beginning in that vast area, and so in the Philippines and in Indonesia, in Singapore and Malaya, in Thailand, and now in Vietnam, we have our representatives today. We have also missionaries in one South Asia country, Pakistan. These lands represent for us Asia. And Asia is more than half of our world. We need a fresh awareness of the fact that human need, by whatever measure we may choose to measure it, is found in greatest concentration and is found in its ultimate acuteness in the lands of Asia. Physical needs of refugee populations are so dire even yet that we can hardly describe them understandably. Not only the physical needs, but educational needs, needs for literacy, needs for doctors and for health, needs for sanitation, needs for every social ministry, needs for freedom and for human dignity, needs for opportunity and economic stability, needs for freedom to hear the gospel and to believe it. All these needs, in staggering degree, are found across Asia. And Asia has become aware of these needs in our own day. Whereas in years gone by, the generations came and went with little change, Asia in our day has come to an awareness of its own need that has brought about a vast struggle all across the lands of Asia, a struggle that will not end until these human needs are met satisfactorily. On a recent trip to the Orient, I found much evidence of that struggle. I found much evidence of the desire for freedom, for a voice in the future. I happened to be in Korea when the demonstrations took place there, when in the city of Busan, where I was at that time, there were over 20 killed in those demonstrations. And that very same day, over 100 were killed in the city of Seoul. As their young students, eager for their land to have full democracy, paraded in the streets, and the people of the land streamed in behind them, expressing in that way that they also wanted full democracy in that land. That represents for us something of the strategic nature of the student and young people's groups across Asia, and indicates for us the spirit of those people who are determined to have a modern life and a new way in this world. Then down in Indonesia, another land which is reaching for increasing and even full freedom, I was cheered by an experience that indicated something of that openness on the part of Indonesia. We have had some slowing down in the granting of visas for our missionaries. We feel it is temporary. In the land of Indonesia, I went with our mission representatives to see a high government official, the head of one of the ministries. He's not a Christian, he's a Muslim. The day that we had our appointment, he was sick. He was not in his office. When we got to the office, we were told that the head of the department was not there. But they said, he has arranged for you to come to his home and see him in his home. And so they had a man to direct us, and we went and sat and were most courteously treated by that head of a ministry who could easily, had he wished it, have used his illness as an excuse, but instead he welcomed us in his home. That, it seems to me, is symbolic of the openness and the welcome we find across Asia today as the people of that continent reach out for a better life. Overarching all the needs of Asia, there is the spiritual need. For more than half, the lost people of this world are in Asia. And far more than half of those who have never once heard the gospel are in Asia. If God has granted to us Southern Baptists a very special concern for evangelistic outreach, if God has given to us Southern Baptists a special burden for the souls of lost men, if we have reason in God's grace to call ourselves missionary Baptists, then surely we as a people have a very special and a most urgent responsibility for the peoples of Asia, for more than half the world's lost people are on that continent. I give you one sample alone which will indicate something of the spiritual need. In the city of Tokyo alone, there are more lost people than in the entire state of Texas. Surely those people have a claim upon our hearts and lives, our prayers and our concern. I come to represent to you the burden of concern for the masses of Asia's people. Yet with that burden which I would share with you tonight, I come also to rejoice that I can report to you a decade just closed, a decade of advance in our Orient mission work. During the 10 years from 1950 through 1959, though we had the disappointment of seeing the doors of mainland China closed, we found that God in his providence has given us not only the assurance that churches yonder in that land are still in the face of persecution carrying on faithfully a ministry for Christ, but God has given us furthermore the joy of seeing our missionaries enter 11 new countries and territories in Asia in that decade. Those 11 countries and territories have a population of about 265 million. Among them are two lands, Indonesia and Pakistan, which rank among the largest countries of our world in population. Our missionary forces in the Orient in that decade increased by 80%. We have seen begun in these 10 years, 2 colleges, 7 seminaries, 5 publishing houses, 4 hospitals, and with 2 more hospitals now in project for the very near future. We have seen in the past 3 years English language Baptist churches organized in more than half a dozen of the major population centers of Asia. We see our Japan Baptist brethren expanding their ministry throughout that entire land of Japan, though we have not kept up with them as we had hoped. We had hoped to march into the prefectures of Japan side by side with our Japanese brethren. We have lagged behind while they this year expect to enter the last of Japan's 46 prefectures with Japanese Baptist evangelists. They have already sent their missionaries outside their own land to Okinawa. During this decade, we have seen the marvelous response to the gospel in Taiwan, a response as great as that anywhere on the face of this earth. We have seen the growth of strong Baptist institutions in Hong Kong, and particularly the Baptist College gain for Baptists there a good name that means increased opportunity for the gospel. We have seen Southern Baptists, the only major denominational board to gain admittance to that land of Indonesia in this time when it is now free and there is religious opportunity there. We saw just a few months ago our missionaries reach Vietnam as the first representatives of any major evangelical denomination to serve in that land of more than 12 million people. A decade of advance, time fails us to say more, for we must come to look at the years ahead. It is not enough to rejoice together over God's blessing as we have entered open doors in 10 years just past, for we must look in the direction of the future. Think together of the things which we must, as Southern Baptists, yet do in Asia. The things we must yet do if we are to fulfill the commission of our Lord and if we are to express the burden on our hearts in deeds and not just in words. Surely we must yet in Asia enter still additional lands with the gospel of Christ. If we had sufficient missionary candidates to reinforce urgent places of need in our present work and also today expand as we might wish, we could undertake mission work in West Pakistan almost immediately. And there are something over 30 million people in that part of Pakistan. Laos and Cambodia are probable future Southern Baptist mission fields in the days when we have multiplied missionaries that we can send. Sumatra is still waiting. We hope by the end of next year that we shall have missionaries serving on the island of Sumatra. Borneo, with more than 4 million people, and that touching Isle of Bali with its heathenism will one day, we trust, be entered by our forces. there are areas of the Philippines that beckon to us. Only about half of the prefectures of Japan have yet been occupied by our Southern Baptist missionaries. We must yet enter new lands and new areas all across the Orient. We must see the reinforcement of what we're doing by the appointment of many specialists to fill places of special need. Seminaries that need seminary teachers, both men and women, trained with the high qualifications that would enable one to teach in seminary in this land or in any land. Religious education specialists, church workers, both men and women to work with the churches, nurses to enable our medical projects to advance, couples for student evangelism and strategic student opportunities all across Asia. These we must see, these specialists, but always there is that major need, the need for preachers and their wives who are ready to offer their lives in missionary service, to enter new open doors, to answer calls from millions who have never once heard the gospel, to strengthen foundations that have been laid. We could not begin to state the urgency of it. I visited Korea, as I indicated, and was reminded by our missionaries there that it has been now over a year and a half since our board has had come to it for appointment to Korea, a couple for general evangelistic work.